This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I like a good time. I like to have a party.
I know you do.
It's Dirty's Daily. Presented by Mokarem Injury Lawyers.
Mokarem Injury Lawyers, hard as hell to say, easy to dial, y'all. 281-222-2222. First things first, baby. It is good to have old Headshot Ron back in the building, ain't no doubt. The man is back from Aruba.
So I picked that one up.
I'm gonna try to make it stick. I'm gonna try to make it stick. No telling what direction the listeners, the Houstonians that we have out there, took that headshot, Ron. But You got to keep that thing going. I prefer the ones
that time. I felt like I pissed off Tyler when I sent that last one. He responded to me.
I was joking.
Hey, I'm trying to do a damn radio show here, man. I have to talk to you later.
It's 100% just kidding.
And I was like, Hey,
we all can't be in Aruba having a good time. But Ron, the show, Hughley is back. T-Mills behind the glass in there. And we greatly appreciate everybody out there for listening to The Drive on Sports Radio 610, staying plugged in to Houston Sports Leader. We greatly appreciate it. The Stros, baby, they are off today, back in action tomorrow at Daikin Park versus the Chicago White Sox, 6:10 first pitch. And boys, that was a hell of a weekend for the Astros. They took 2 of 3 from the Cleveland Guardians, and they did so with the only name you'd recognize toeing the rubber is Hunter Brown. I mean, that was a – if you can take 2 of 3 when you got Gordo and then Walker –
against a good team.
Yeah. I mean, if you can take 2 of 3, that's a hell of a deal. Also, The Drive, stop number 11, just a quick, a little early announcement here. Stop number 11, Steve and Shannon, sorry, we are going beyond 10. Appreciate the balloons last week, but we are going
beyond
10. She came in with them loud and proud with them balloons now. Stop number 11, we are heading southeast, ladies and gentlemen. So all of our listeners down there, Pearland Way, Galveston Way, Deer Park, Pasadena, even on the east side of Baytown, that kind of direction down there. We are Cajun Craven, 12141 Beamer Road, down Pearland Way, 12141 Beamer Road. The Cajun Craven off, I believe it's Beltway 8 and 45 down south. It is our 11th stop. And then also the Texans, they open up mandatory minicamp Tuesday and Wednesday. That's tomorrow and Wednesday morning. We'll have boots on the ground at both of those practices. I know for sure I'm going to be there Tuesday, Ron. I don't know. Wednesday's a little up in the air for me right now, but Tuesday I will definitely be there. Stay plugged into Sports Radio 610. We will definitely have immediate reaction to what the heck's going on there. What's going on right now with the Houston Texans, guys, is obviously the scuttlebutt around social media is Nick Chubb. And Ron, I don't know if you recall, but it's because we've done a lot of BS since then. But we talked about the potential of Nick Chubb being a Houston Texan. And at that point in time, I was just trying to paint a picture of, hey, man, the Texans need to be aggressive and bring in better running backs. And don't listen to me in terms of what caliber running backs are here. Just listen or watch how the Texans played their running back situation last year. The only time Damian Pierce ever touched the field was in emergency situations, right? And Dare Ogunbowale is clearly a special teams guy. He's not a third down back. You don't want him in the game in critical situations when you're trying to beat the Kansas City Chiefs in the playoffs. That's just not the answer, right? So the running back room was definitely something that they had to address. And so I want to talk about this Nick Chubb thing. And Tyler Wright, it's not official yet. The yeah. Nick Chubb thing is not official yet. He has passed a physical.
Keep those
and shit. According to all the reporters, the breaking news folks in the sports world, the NFL world, him becoming a Texan was dependent solely on him passing the physical. And he's passed the physical. We've just not seen an announcement yet that he's officially been signed by the Texans. So we'll bring that to you when it comes. But the Chubb to the Texans thing, Ron, it there's layers to this, right? And as a fan, Tyler, I want to get your take on this because there's nobody. I mean, hell, I don't have Texans logos tattooed on my arm, so there's nobody that's more passionate about this than you.
I do have
but
that.
As a fan, for me, Tyler, I all I can ask, and I feel like all we can ask of the organization is to make win now moves if you're serious about winning now. And when I say win now, getting beyond 10 wins, getting beyond the second round of the playoffs, and literally legitimately threatening an AFC championship and a Super Bowl. Like, it's one thing to say that and hope that and want that for all of us fans out there, but if the team doesn't go out there and make aggressive moves, and sure, there's risk associated, but if they don't go out there and make aggressive moves, then it's hard to take them serious. And I view the potential of Nick Chubb being in Houston, Tyler, I believe that to be an aggressive move. I view it to be a move that the Texans realize we've got to fix our running back room. We've got to have options. Let's go get the best available.
Yeah, that's exactly what I feel as a fan right now. Is, of course, like you laid out, there's going to be risk associated with any signing. For sure, whenever you're talking a veteran running back that's aging and has the injury history that Nick Chubb does, but he's also a proven veteran running back, and the thought of pairing him with Joe Mixon in the RB room in Houston shows me, okay, they know there's a problem. They're already being vocal as hell and talking a lot about this rebuild, this ongoing rebuild of the offensive line, which, of course, contributes to success in the run game. So as long as I keep hearing the right things as far as retooling and refurbishing this offensive line, and you bring in a guy like Nick Chubb, you know, and it would be on a team-friendly type of deal given that injury history I mentioned, I'm totally good with it because you got to address the problems. That's what they're trying to do. Will it work out? We'll see. But you got to try something, and it looks like they're doing that.
How do they want to use him? Like, yeah. How do they envision using him? That's the biggest thing for me is, Are they looking at this like, all right, man, we just got to have somebody else that we feel comfortable handing the ball to?
Yeah.
Last year, there's an argument. They just didn't have another person they felt comfortable handing the ball out, you know, in games that mattered. The Patriots in the last game of the season where Damian Pierce went crazy. That's my thing. Is it just, hey, we want somebody else to trust? Or is this, you made the comp to, can they be like what the Lions are? The Lions seem to kind of split it, even though these are two different style of backs from what the Lions have. Yeah. But they do have a split, you would say, an even split, where I don't think they look at it as running back one and running back two. I think it's just one and 1B.
Yeah.
Just do different things.
Well, so as a fan looking at this thing, I'm just stoked that the organization's making the move. To what you're talking about, Ron, like offensively, what are the Texans – like, why Nick Chubb? And I think you answered it there. I think it's a very simple answer. Why Nick Chubb? Well, offensively, right now, you everything you do in the run game is solely dependent. And look, you talk about the pass game too. Everything you do in the run game and the pass game is solely dependent on Joe Mixon being healthy and available and fresh. by the way. Everything you do, and again, that's not my opinion. That is what the Houston Texans have shown us. So I think offensively for the Houston Texans, the Nick Chubb signing or potential Nick Chubb signing, at the very least, guys, gives us a running back that can be an RB2. Does somebody need to give Joe Mixon a rest in the first half? And can you trust somebody to go out there, whether it's a 3-play drive or a 10-play drive, and be the running back if the drive keeps moving forward?
Or does he have to miss a game or two?
Right. Or if Joe Mixon gets hurt like he did last year, misses a game or two, do you have to rush him back with a bum ankle, or can he take his time? And hey, you got a guy like Nick Chubb, right? So, you know, the offense, and then if you want to go beyond Nick Chubb, we can talk about Woody Marks and getting aggressive and moving up in the draft to draft Woody Marks. This offense needed a third down back, change of pace back, that could do some things with the football in his hand, catching it out of the backfield. Woody Marks potentially gives you that answer. So when you look at the running back position and how you can build a winning team and a winning offense around the running back position, the Texans are at least putting their best foot forward. And that's all that I can ask for, right? As a fan, I'm stoked about the aggressiveness. Offensively, you had to find somebody you could at least trust in critical situations. And then let's talk about the player, Ron, because I think you had a good point about this earlier. The player, Nick Chubb, and I'm talking about if you get a healthy, which passing a physical, I would imagine means he's healthy, right? Number two, you get a Nick Chubb with a 1-year deal. It's a prove it deal, and he's trying to prove that he can still go beyond this injury. And I'm not talking about the foot that he broke last year. I'm talking about the knee that he messed up before. Yeah. He's trying to prove that he can be that guy. And in this window of the running back resurgence, if you will, where Derrick Henry and Saquon Barkley are making a lot of money for themselves and other running backs, can Nick Chubb get on that train one more time before his career's up? He's very motivated. But as a player, if you get a healthy Nick Chubb, and even taking into consideration he's 29, he could potentially be your best back. He potentially could be your best back. And more than likely, he is going to be a 1B.
Yeah.
Right? And again, barring injury, if he can stay healthy, I think at the very least you're getting a 1B where you can literally counterpunch folks. And I mean counterpunch folks, going to look a little different than Detroit because you got two sledgehammers coming downhill. Right? And so I think the player himself is worst case scenario. He's 29 years old. The mileage is racked up. And he's not that top end back that Nick Chubb once was when he was one of the top three backs in football and was being as productive as anybody in football. But you get a back that can relieve Joe Mixon if and when need be, that you trust. The Texans can't lose with this situation.
Yeah, someone text in, how many times have we seen the Thunder and Thunder 1-2 punch? Yeah, you generally like to see what Detroit has. One speed guy, one...
Well, I
remember the Giants a while back with Tiki Barber and Brandon Jacobs was the Thunder and Lightning part of it. To the texter's point, hell, I think Nick Chubb was involved in one. Nick Chubb was in Cleveland and they brought in Kareem Hunt after he had some issues and brought him in. But Nick Chubb clearly did take over as the lead guy there. But Kareem Hunt was a compliment and still, you know, played a factor on the team. So we have seen two power backs together.
Yeah, look, I'm just talking about a two-back system where the system doesn't change. If you want that Thunder and Lightning and you want that scat back, I mean, maybe that comes in the shape of Woody Marks. That's not what this looks like.
This is
more of a two true running backs that can play at any point in time. And I know we haven't seen a ton of that, but because it's usually a Thunder Lightning situation, but I would be A-okay with that. By the way, if you want to look at it through that lens, I think, and let's assume you get a healthy Nick Chubb that can get the ball downhill. I think the one thing that is going to be last to leave him is the downhill power running. But anyway, we'll see. I think he would be the Thunder, and Joe is a guy you can line up outside and could do some different things. I'll be honest with you, I don't know that I don't like Joe Mixon as more of a third down back. Like if you're going to have those two backs getting predominantly most of the carries, like I'm probably more excited about, hey, does this free Joe Mixon up to be a third down back and be on the field in critical situations instead of having to go with a rookie or instead of having to go with Dari Agunbowale? So if you wanted to look at it through the lens of the Thunder Lightning, I like Chubb as the Thunder and Mixon as more of the Lightning guy. He's really good out of the backfield. He can line up in a receiver position. Now, look, again, I've told everybody a million times, I hate when people talk about running backs being receivers. He's not a receiver, but he can do some damage out of the backfield and lined up as a wide receiver. And so he would be more of the Lightning than the Thunder. So I think it would work. I think it could work. I think it could work in a big way, actually, assuming that you get a Nick Chubb that is first and foremost fully healthy.
Yeah, I think it's two backs that can really make people make some decisions, some business decisions, yep, late in games.
Yep.
That you wear on. But it also depends on how much the Texans are going to run the football. We'll see what that does. But these are two players that will wear on people that should get stronger later in the game.
No question. The overall Texans run game should be significantly better. Now, is it more versatile? Is it more creative? I don't know. That may be a little bit much to ask for Nick Caley to come in here and do, is keep all these guys healthy, tilt the offense to the strengths of all the players, and then, oh, by the way, we've got two different running backs that we need to get one. I don't know. I don't know that switching things up is necessarily the best thing. I think two backs, and doesn't matter who's in the game, they can all, contrary to what people have been led to believe around here, backs can run, that zone backs can also run gap schemes and vice versa. These guys, it's been in every playbook these guys have had, both schemes have, so they'll be fine. But the Nick Chubb thing is interesting. Again, Ron, I'll put a bow on it, man. The Nick Chubb signing, man, as a fan, I'm absolutely stoked that the organization is making aggressive moves. As a player, Nick Chubb, the player, potentially the best back in a Texans uniform, more than likely, and at the very least, a 1B that can complement Joe Mixon. And then offensively, you got to have guys in the backfield that you can trust. You can definitely trust Nick Chubb. Again, all assuming he's healthy, but man, it's a need that they need to address.
Yeah, and they've got a, as you said, an improved running back room than they did before. And we'll see what it means for the other guys in that locker room. Damian Pierce has to be one really looking.
That's another conversation.
Yeah, that's another one that can be had as well. All right, again, whenever we find out the news that it is official, we will certainly come through and let you know about that. Last night, OKC evened up this series last night. For the Pacers, as we watched last night, they have only led after one quarter in this entire series, and that was for about 0.3 seconds at the end of the fourth quarter in game one. Are the Pacers screwed? They screwed in this series. Is OKC about to run away from this thing? We'll discuss that.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Text line coming through. Chubb signing tells fans Texans are a serious contender.
I'm not sure Chubb moves the needle that much for me. But it damn sure tells me that they are they have expectations.
Or the next text, which I roll with. If we sign Chubb, the Texans will absolutely be better today than they were yesterday.
No question about it.
Yep.
The arrow's pointed up.
I agree with that. When they signed Diggs, I felt that there was a serious, they were contenders. Chubb, I'm not sure. I am sure. I don't agree that that's what puts him up to the next level of being contenders. But
I mean, I think it could end up there, but Chubb doesn't move that knee. Like, all right, right now there's too much. I mean, there's too much.
And they say no.
Yeah, the thing I think that does that are things like Nick Cayley and C.J. Stroud and what they're able to do. The difference that they can be.
Yeah.
That's the contender thing. I don't think this is Saquon Barkley rolling in here. Or, well, no. Or, you know, I'm just looking at what a running back recently did. I don't think that's what the Texans are looking at. So, but it's a signing that makes their running back room, their offense better. And if he is right, somebody to where you ain't got to block it perfectly to get yards and can run through chaos. So, yeah, I wouldn't go that far. Someone else texted in, Nick Caserio, got to be 2026 Executive of the Year. You go, man, feeling good about that, Nick. That Nick Chubb potential signing. Why not, man?
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Feel good about it. Have a good time. All right. Even though this series in the finals is 1-1, and they're going to get another, it seems like, 4 days off. Even though this series is 1-1, and the Pacers won game one, they have control of home court right now. Yesterday, I think that game probably went the way that I think many people kind of felt this series would go. Hell, OKC is one of the biggest favorites in the history of the finals here in the last, I don't know, 20, 25 years. But watching that, even with all that, the Pacers in it, they did their job, they won game one. You think they're screwed in this series?
I do.
It's hard to watch, man. You can clearly see who's in control.
Yeah, look, I thought it would be a, you know, before the series started, I thought this is going to be a 7-game dogfight. And look, it's 1-1.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I thought it would go 7 games, and I thought we were going to get a great series.
So you weren't one of those who thought the Thunder were going to just gentleman sweep?
I thought we'd get a really good game, and I liked OKC to win it all. That was where I was at. And we may get a great series. Hell, it's 1-1. We might just get that. And you got to go back to Indy, so you never know. So we'll see. But the I've watched both games. And now, look, it was a huge comeback, obviously, you know, from 15 down in the fourth quarter of game one at their place, at the Thunder's place. But, I mean, they have been outplayed thoroughly. With the exception of the fourth quarter of game one.
Yeah, and the game was already over, but they won the fourth quarter last night, but the game was it was further out.
Correct me if I'm wrong. One thing that Ron, for me, that really I think stood out, one of the most creative things I've heard anybody say, and I can't remember which basketball player it was, one of the analysts said we're talking about how impressed they were by the Pacers weaponizing cardio. I tell you who it was a big guy. It was Chris Canty, the football player.
Yeah.
Was talking about how they weaponized cardio and being in such great shape. And I said, you know, he's on to something. One, it's catchy, it's cool, but he's also right. I mean, that's how they got so many guys they roll out there that they just go, and people
and they're pushing the pace.
Yeah. I looked up last night in that game, Ron, and Indy was blown. I mean, now they were losing by 15, but they were done. They were the team on the floor that when I looked up, I thought, man, they're getting ran. They can't keep up. They're out of shape. They're not on the same level. I would see Indy ultimately lose this series. I did not think I would see a game where I thought they were exhausted. They were cooked.
Yeah, I felt it was like, it was almost, hey, we already did what we needed to do.
Yes, come in here half stepping. Yeah.
You know, let's come in, because to me, for them, the longer the series goes, they plan on, we're going to get to you.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to run up and down the court with us, we're going to get to you. Now, the way that these games are being done here, they play Thursday and then they play Sunday, and now they're going to get a couple of days off due to travel. And it's not every other day like that Celtics or that Knicks series was.
They can get that
and
cold tub see, a lot, can't they?
Yeah, you can see game 5 and 6, like the Knicks were, like that running had taken a toll on some of their great players. I don't believe the Pacers and what they do is a fluke. I think obviously game 3 is going to be a big deal.
Yeah.
But this is, like, when you watch it, you clearly see who the better team is.
Mm-hmm.
It's clear, and it's just like, all right, you know, we got to stop them from running, you know, as much and running on and get back. But defensively, like, you know, Halliburton is, and we'll see what he does in the next game.
Yeah.
I mean, he's under 17 points and under 6 assists. You know, you think like, all right, man, he's not scoring 20. That's not crazy. But he's usually around double-digit assist or something over there. They're stopping him from all of it. So I do think the Pacers are in a little trouble here.
Well, here's the deal with the Pacers. I think in order for them to win this thing, they've got to have multiple guys be able to deal with Oklahoma City Thunder's defense and be hot. Right, I mean, like game one, they don't make, Halliburton made the last shot, but they don't make that comeback if Toppin and what's the little light skinned guard?
Oh God, Nimhard.
If those two aren't just making ridiculous shots, I guess Toppin's weren't ridiculous; they were just threes. But nonetheless, like it's going to depend on multiple guys being on. Where Oklahoma City, obviously defensively, but where Oklahoma City is the MVP. He's gone out there, what's he giving them, 34 and 38? That's his first two games?
And they can't do anything with
nothing.
Him. That was a regular
nothing.
Season, too, for him. That's the thing is, now, I don't know, Indiana can say, listen, we had, even the game we won, we didn't play well. They had 19 turnovers in the first half of game one.
Was that somehow, them or the defense?
Probably, I mean,
you
a
tell
bit
me.
Of both.
I'm asking you.
I think a little bit of both. They haven't seen defense like that. The help defense for Oklahoma City is, that's the best part of their defense. It's crazy, and it did look like at times Halliburton couldn't get shots off just with the switching and things like that. But the Pacers haven't played anywhere near an A game. Now, I don't know if OKC has. Defensively, you might say that. But they haven't played anywhere near an A game. I mean, like you said, Halliburton's got 17 in the first two. They can play better than they do, and we'll see what the crowd does for them. But when I watch that, man, it's again, as I talked about the in the Timberwolves series, how easy it does. It looks, it just does look a lot easier for OKC when they're going up and down. So we'll see. I hope the thing goes at least 6. And we have a fun series, but I'm not feeling great. After watching 8 quarters of them, I know the Pacers won a game. Because it even feels different. It almost feels like, and I'll give them this, the way I felt about watching the Knicks and Celtics, and like the Knicks kept coming back down 20 those first two games. It's like, damn, man. The Celtics clearly have been the dominant team for like the first 3 quarters of these games, and then I don't feel that way. I feel like, well, they're gonna have a problem, man, doing anything against this team. So we'll see. Game 3, I'm sure, will be next week coming up. I know it's at least 2 or 3 days away. All right, CJ Stroud. tomorrow, he is going to be the number one thing we are watching and looking at mandatory minicamp. Will he be throwing? He has not thrown yet. How nervous, how concerned are people growing with the thought he hadn't thrown yet? We'll talk about seat.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Jay, coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in. All right, tomorrow, mandatory minicamp starts. Those of you looking around, did he miss the weight? Yeah, I weighed in. I gained 5 back.
Little vacay. That's vacay weight.
Really?
Right, I'm closer, not going to hold it against
closer
you.
Closer to 6. 301.6. From the 295 when I left last Monday. But that's all right. We'll get back down. You were at 247?
247.2.
You're trying to get in the 230s, right?
Yeah, I'm going to get in the 230s. I'll get there by the time we go to Michigan.
Oh, you're trying to get there before Michigan. Okay. Get there and stay there. You're trying to do. There we go. And I'm gonna try to at least get that 6 back I had next week. So hopefully we'll get back to that. But tomorrow... Oh, no more OTAs. Now it's mandatory minicamp. We expect to have everybody back But Clint, to me, I still think the biggest thing that we'll be looking at, because I do think the conversation shifts. 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. See if you disagree or agree. I think the conversation shifts, fellas. If C.J. Stroud, who all they've repeatedly told us, and I'm at this point believing them, and I do believe them, taking for their word. We've heard it from D'Amico, heard it from Nick Cayley. I just saw it on NFL Live on ESPN. Again, he'll be good to go from D'Amico Ryan. Just taking precautions. He'll be good to go. Clint, I do think the conversation for some will change if he doesn't throw tomorrow. If we're now rolling up on a month, Clint, and he doesn't throw, yeah. I think the conversation may change.
Well, again, you were out when by the time I had this conversation, but it's already changed from the first time D'Amico and company tried to with the silly is just general soreness stuff, right? And this is why I felt like I never like this kind of approach. I understand why they do it, how they do it, whatever. I never like the kind of approach of, oh, it's just general soreness. When you know there was something going on, all of a sudden, boom, Aaron Wilson hears something. Aaron Wilson reports something. Now you got to backtrack. And now your coaches who have been parroting what you said, which obviously was what you wanted communicated, now all of a sudden you got to go back and change the story again. Yeah. Right? And so I hate, approaching it the way that they did from jump because of the possibility of the cat getting out of the bag. The cat's gotten out of the bag. And now it becomes one of those, okay, how long are we going to carry out this, just general soreness stuff, right? And with every practice that the media sees where C.J. Stroud comes out, he loosens up as in jogs and gets his legs loose, does the run game stuff, and then takes his pads off and stands and just gets mental reps. Like, how long has that been going on, and how long is it going to go moving forward? I think that is going to determine how big of a concern this is. I think you know where I'm at. I mean, some people think I'm silly. Some people think I'm ridiculous. I think it's crazy. I think it's hard for a quarterback, especially one wired like CJ, to miss a week, much less 3 or 4 weeks. And then if you're, I don't know exactly what kind of time limit we're talking about. So I know this, again, as a fan of CJ and the team, like, I need my quarterback fully healthy, throwing multiple times a week with these young guys, and this is the time that I need him taking the bull by the horns. And that's extremely hard to do as a quarterback if you can't throw. Whether we're talking about in training camp or we're talking about in throwing sessions, it doesn't matter. It's even difficult to do that in a meeting setting when you're not the one quarterbacking. Yeah. You're going to sit back there and give pointers and give critiques and stuff like that with Slovic up there throwing the football. Right, or Davis Mills throwing a foot like that. Like that, it's difficult to do. So to tie all this stuff together this time of year is important, and CJ needs to be throwing the football in order to do it. What's going on? How long is it going to go on? And is he going to throw at OTAs tomorrow and Wednesday? I think that's the look, I think there's a lot of national eyes on that.
Yeah, oh, yeah, absolutely.
This ain't just Houston.
No, there's a lot of national eyes on it. That was the first story with the Texans. Texans got a double story on NFL Live. The first thing was the potential of Nick Chubb, and then they start talking about C.J. Stroud and showing the video footage. Will Conkle, shout out to the Conk, who they were using his – I'm trying. They were using his footage, and he's not throwing it, underhand tossing it. Again, I don't get the sense, and I'll say this, and I've said this for 2 or 3 weeks now, I don't believe that it is serious, and I'm not in a space of concern. But as I said to you earlier, Clint, and you said to me, like, I said, well, what would it mean to just sit for 4 weeks? Like, if your quarterback is not throwing for 4 weeks, right? Not to mention we didn't see him for, like, the entire offseason. like he was, like, what we thought was just getting out and working. He probably was, but we hadn't seen him. So it's just like when your quarterback just shuts it down from throwing for 4 weeks or 3 weeks or however long that is. Something's going. And again, not saying that this is going to take him, that he won't be ready for September when the season starts or anything. But it's never a, oh shucks, when your quarterback doesn't throw with some discomfort.
The biggest news in Houston is going to be C.J. Stroud not throwing until we lay eyes on him throwing the football. And then everything will be business as usual, and we'll keep it moving. Yeah. But I mean, even that, you're going, it's – what is going to have a bad mini camp? Who gives a rip at this point? We were talking about C.J. Stroud, right? So, the not throwing at all thing is and not knowing how long it's been going on or how long it will go on is going to be the top story in Houston until we see him spinning it around the park again.
Yeah, he's not, as we said, he's not even warming up visually for us to see. And that's the thing. All right, Larry and Stafford. Larry, at what point do you start to wonder what's up with your quarterback if he's not throwing? At what point?
In July when they bring their ass back for training camp.
Yeah.
But I'll get to that show. Hey, man, I was sitting in my office today, right? And I thought I heard you say you was just walking around Aruba in your high-waisted Speedo just popping things in your mouth and all this stuff. I'm like, what show talking about, man? Then you cleaned it up by saying you popped a little cheese bread in your mouth and stuff. Yeah, I'm like, show. Hey, man, look. I understand, man. I told you got to be careful what you be saying on these airways, man, because I be hearing things, and I'm going to come at your ass. But I'm glad you had a good time with your boys and whoever White Russell was or whoever else
White
was
Justin.
Trying to get
you. Yeah, White Justin, White, Black
White,
Justin.
Yeah, White Justin, man. Oh, okay, I'm glad your boys took you down there, man. Aruba is a good spot, man, so you probably needed that little break because your boys going to run you this summer with them leagues you got them in. But now let's talk football real quick, man. I know y'all understand, man, that it's the crazy season and all this stuff about CJ, but if y'all notice exactly what D'Amico and Nicknam have been doing, when we went in that Kansas City game, man, we didn't have no legitimate backups at the most important positions to go in there and win that game, and we still was in that game. And they've made a conscious decision that they are not going to be in that position again. So going out and get Nick Chubb, who is probably one of the premier running backs, I know when he's healthy, and when you look at his numbers, that's the ideal back to be in this offense that they're trying to set up on over there on Kirby about being physical. They did the same thing when they backdoored all them wide receivers that they put over there with Nico because we ain't going to have Tank and lost Stephon. And then you go out there and then you add C.J. Gardner to that defense. Fellas, I'm telling y'all might want to start clearing the decks, man, and trying to figure out how somebody going to stop this team from getting to the AFC Championship. Because I'm going to tell you something. The way D'Amico and them over there doing it, I'm all for it, man. Because this is what we have been wanting to see. Because we used to sit around and watch everybody else make these kind of moves and wonder why the Texans would never do it. Now them boys loading up for y'all ass. So anybody in the AFC might want to take a look what's going down in A-Sound and get ready. But we're going to be all right with CJ, man. Y'all saw him over there, man. That ain't nothing wrong with that dude. And Aaron Wilson already said on his YouTube channel that he didn't have surgery. So this is all just getting him wrapped up for the season, fellas, and I'll holler.
All right, I want to make it very clear. I never said anything about a Speedo.
High-waisted Speedo.
High-waisted, definitely. I damn sure didn't say about no high-waisted. I mean,
if you were going to wear a Speedo, it'd be low-waisted.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. It'd be the one that Tyler said he had.
Just making sure you wouldn't have it popped up over each love handle outside your shorts where I can see it above
your shirt. No, I ain't going to do that to you.
Got to show off that V.
I'd rather just cover the thing. Just see a little bit of that.
Tyler said you tried to borrow his.
I'll go. Yeah, man, somebody going to wear it. Somebody going to go out there. Somebody going to go to some exotic place like the Cayman.
I've worn it.
Or Aruba.
Well, I told him that you, like, if you didn't require a bigger pocket, all that mounting off you've done, if you didn't require a bigger pocket in your banana hammock, I'd be disappointed.
Nah, man, let's just let it show. But second.
Like gray sweatpants.
Like, no, man, nothing. Yeah, it's nothing until C.J. Stroud's not throwing here, right? Like, I mean, it's – if he starts, you know, throwing tomorrow and on as usual and just say, hey, OTAs, we were being precautious and everything is the same as normal. But if we go over there and you think, like, all right, it may not have been surgery, but it was something that has said a month, let's shut it down.
Here's the thing. I mean, and look, again, it may end up being – a non-factor, but again, I just want to reiterate, like, for me, it's like, I don't want to hear a week into training camp, I'll give these guys time, they've only been throwing together for a week. No, they had a whole off season. Yeah. If not, then if they're just now starting to throw, then it obviously has been a little bit of a setback. So, you know, that's the only thing for me is I did like what Larry had to say though about the, you know, the Texans not having the depth they needed really the people they needed, but the depth they needed in Kansas City and how they seem to be, you know, adjusting accordingly. And I do think Nick Chubb and Woody Marks would check that box.
All right, coming up, a little 5 o'clock fire as we continue to roll through. Speaking of Nick Chubb, the latest on Nick Chubb is from the start of the show, there has been more recent news about him. We'll tell you about that. Also, another player that the Texans are working out, they have in the building. We'll let you know more about that, as well as Forrest Whitley, the latest with him, as he is no longer on the Texans, and also some football news with prominent players around the league. All of that as we continue right here live on The Drive.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.